A sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on December 3, 1989, entitled, He is Coming, Fulfillment and Promise. The scripture readings are Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7, and Revelation 1, verses 4 through 7. The texts for the sermon are Isaiah 9, verse 2, and Revelation 1, verse 4. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
And the meditation this morning, the title of it should have jarred you. It should have shattered you. Did you read it? Probably not. And if you did, you probably weren't jarred or shattered. But as a matter of fact, the whole biblical story has sometimes been written under the scheme promise and fulfillment. And we so easily assume that the Old Testament was full of promise and that the New Testament was the fulfillment thereof. And of course that's true. But that's not all there is to say. And so rather than the usual promise and fulfillment, the meditation this morning is fulfillment and promise. Because unto us a child has been given. And the promise of the prophet Isaiah has been fulfilled. But the fulfillment was simply another promise. A promise of that full coming of the kingdom of God. That consummate state of all things. Well, when Jesus came, lived, died, and was resurrected, his disciples in the early church certainly thought that it was all over. They would have said, promise, Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Fulfillment, Jesus, the child born to be king. Promise and fulfillment. Now, come Lord Jesus. In our text this morning, in the revelation of Jesus to John, behold, he is coming with the clouds. The introduction to this vision suggests what was in the mind of John. This was a revelation given by God to Jesus Christ, given to him so that he might show his servants what must shortly happen. Obviously, the early church lived in the imminent or in the expectation of the imminent return of Jesus. And already in the first century, they were having problems with that. How long can you live on tiptoe? How long can you hold your breath? How long can you keep that kind of expectation going? Already the second letter of Peter had to address the skepticism of those who said, hey, nothing's different. Where now is the promise of his coming? Our fathers have been laid to their rest, but still everything continues exactly as it has always been since the world began. Translation, Jesus came. You talk about the gospel, but it's business as usual. Nothing's changed. Well, the course of history gives us many times in which it must seem that nothing's changed. Sometimes in our own lives, it just seems to go on day after dismal day, and nothing's changed. I can remember Advent just a few short years ago. One message I brought was entitled, Peace on Earth, Promises, Promises. You must have wondered too. What is this? This announcement of the one who came that he is coming again. The book, Revelation, I suppose, has been more misinterpreted than any other. The church was living in that expectation of the imminent return of the Lord from glory. And when the book of Revelation is read as a prescription of things to come in the end, then we'll get in all kinds of confusion. But if it's read as the vision and the hope of those who lived in the wake of the death and resurrection of Jesus, who believed that everything was different, and that there remained just that summing up of all things, then we'll understand that even though we don't think in the symbols and the images of this book, nonetheless, we still live by the confidence that the one who came will come, and that the fulfillment of the prophet's promise was but a promise of a future, fuller, consummate fulfillment. And in the course of history, every fulfillment is the promise of something more. When I left the house this morning, Bush and Gorbachev were in a live news conference before the whole world. How's that for Advent 1989? The leaders of the two greatest nations in the world, the two greatest powers in history, before cameras, live, before the wolves, I mean the reporters. Can you believe it? Advent 1989 and a whole new world breaking upon us as a sign that there are tides of history, tides in history, and there's movement and there's power that is quite apart from human planning or clever diplomacy. We are the people who live in hope. We live in the hope that the prophet's promise that was fulfilled and triggered another promise will find its fulfillment in the fullness of the kingdom of God when the chaos of history will become the cosmos of the shalom of God. George Will, in a recent Newsweek, speaking of this dizzying, exciting time, this year 1989, says, "One thing is certain, we have never seen a year like 1989. Only the Reformation is remotely comparable to today's gale force intellectual winds and loud cracking of institutional foundations." George Will says, "No year, even in the 16th century, ever swept so many people on in such complex societies into the vortex of change." He concludes, 1989 has been the most startling, interesting, promising, and consequential year ever, in italics. I don't want to take anything away from the excitement of today. I don't want to take anything away from the amazing things that are breaking on the world scene. But I want to say, George Will, not before television cameras, satellites beaming it around the world, not in complex societies affecting huge masses of people, but quietly, in obscure Bethlehem, announced to a few shepherds and a handful of questing kings, a child was born, and a power and a force introduced into the stream of history that is more significant even than 1989. Of which 1989 is only a sign, a positive sign of hope for that next most significant time, when time will be no more, and the angel will shout that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ. Fulfillment. Thanks be to God. Come and get bread and wine and remember Him who came, but promise of a whole new world. And a whole new existence in which every tear will be dry, in which there will be no crying, no pain, no death anymore, but God dwelling with His people. In the meantime, bread for the journey.